Good evening. You are listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and this is Intermountain Classics. Welcome to Intermountain Classics, brought to you by KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Intermountain Classics is a local program featuring a selection of the world's most beautiful music from ages past as well as modern times. From time to time, this program will also feature local artists with live broadcasts and interviews and help promote local concerts and stage productions. Stay tuned for updates on concerts and cultural activities in the Reading area. In celebration of the 4th of July holiday weekend, tonight's program features music of American composers and composers who love America. You will hear music that celebrates our country in a variety of musical styles and genres, from marches of John Philip Sousa to a symphony by Antonin Dvorak dedicated to American culture and ending with a version of Hoedown by the talented Bobby McFerrin, accompanied by cellist Yo-Yo Ma. Stay tuned for an exciting musical celebration to honor America and American music. We begin our program with some rousing marches by American composer John Philip Sousa. Because of his mastery of march composition, Sousa became known as the March King or the American March King. Among his best-known marches are The Washington Post, Semper Fidelis, and The Stars and Stripes Forever. We will feature Stars and Stripes Forever and El Capitan. This performance is by the Band of the Coldstream Guards, conducted by Lieutenant Colonel R. Ridings.
Thank you.
What a great way to start our 4th of July concert. Sousa marches, popcorn, and fireworks. We now turn to a composer who is not American, but wrote much music about America. Antonin Dvorak's Symphony No. 9 in E minor, popularly known as the New World Symphony, was composed in 1893 during Dvorak's visit to the United States. It is by far his most popular symphony and one of the most popular in the modern repertoire. Dvorak was interested in the Native American music and African American spirituals he heard in America. So now, here is a fitting tribute to America's birthday, the spectacular and exciting New World Symphony, performed by the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra and conducted by Parvo Jarvi.
Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and you've been listening to Dvorak's Tribute to America, the New World Symphony, as performed by the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra and conducted by Parvo Jarvi. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. St. Louis Blues is a popular American song composed by W.C. Handy in the blues style. It remains a fundamental part of jazz musicians' repertoire. It was also one of the first blues songs to succeed as a pop song. It has been performed by numerous musicians of all styles, from Louis Armstrong and Bessie Smith to Count Basie, Glenn Miller, Guy Lombardo, and the Boston Pops Orchestra. We now hear a most unusual version of the St. Louis Blues as performed by the 12 cellists of the Berlin Philharmonic.